There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
More violence in Baltimore that finally quells down right around that curfew time. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Lots of pundits and potential presidential candidates throwing in what they think is the answer to heal Baltimore. Ben Carson being one of those people, not the only one. The new Attorney General Loretta Lynch is flipping her attention to all the Baltimore riots, first couple days on the job. The political ping-ponging back and forth includes Senator Tim Scott, who says, you know what, national leadership fails us all the time, and it's their failure that has led to these riots. Either way, more violence, more protests, more problems in Baltimore. And here's a big one for you. Open those eyes as wide as you can. If you're starting to saw some logs, I hope you can hear my voice, because the Washington Post had a report that said Freddie Gray was trying to injure himself in the Baltimore police van. Somebody traveling in the van with him said that's what was going on. Another perp was in the van. However, they couldn't see each other. He could just hear it banging against the walls, banging, slapping against the walls, slapping against the walls, again and again and again and again. So they're investigating this, the Department of Justice is, as is the police department. Normal or standard operating procedure means something like this happens, you're suspended until we know. So a whole bunch of cops are suspended until they finish the investigation, they being the Baltimore Police Department. But boy, doesn't that put a different spin on everything? A sad spin, but if he's intentionally trying to hurt himself, smashing his spinal cord, what do you think's going to happen? Now, the prisoner, I'll say this again and emphasize it, did not see it for sure, constantly was being inundated with the bang, 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 bang. And that's why he said, I think he was trying to injure himself. And because the person who said this is fearing for their life, knowing that they were taking down this information, asked not to be identified, certainly in reports is identified, but not to be identified, because he fears for his safety that he'll be killed. Looking at the protests and the rioting and everything else that has gone on in Baltimore. Now, the Gray family isn't happy. They're saying they don't believe it, that they disagree that he tried to sever his own spinal cord. I don't think he said, I'm going to sever my spinal cord. I don't think that. I think he was trying to injure himself if, in fact, they can tie the banging to him, which it sounds like. It wouldn't have been what he was trying to do, but if he was trying to injure himself so he would be in a medical situation, yes, I mean, that would be the idea. Right? And now there's this argument over, do you buckle prisoners into their seats? As somebody who covered cops in courts for a long time, I never saw anybody get buckled into their seats. So if they want to blame the cops for the not being buckled, restrained, I can't go there. Especially one person in the van, one on the other side of the van. So that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Wouldn't it be great if they had video of this? Wouldn't it be great if they had video of this? For all the kvetching about how much we need video, boy, we might as well get those helmet cams. Get a GoPro, something. You know, how sad is this? Police, National Guard troops patrolling Baltimore streets on Wednesday. Schools reopened, businesses resumed. That part's good. The Orioles had to play to an empty stadium, which is incredibly crazy to think about that, but they couldn't take the chance that it would be a hot mess, that people would go wild. Loretta Lynch, who is the AG, said this is all just senseless acts of violence that are counterproductive. Counterproductive to the nation, and that certainly is true. It is counterproductive. The fascination over what's going on in Baltimore is for a reason, because it's the insanity of it all. And especially if Freddie Gray was trying to hurt himself. He's trying to hurt himself, and yes, he wasn't trying to kill himself. I don't think he was trying to kill himself. But you just have back problems, back surgery or procedure, and then this is what happens. You run from the cops, then you get tackled, they get you. Then you're in the van and you're smashing yourself as hard as you can against the walls. Yeah. What do you think's going to happen there? So this story really changes everything, I think. And that's why I'm sure the Grays, and this is an awful thing for them to deal with the loss, but of course, what does that mean? He tried to injure himself. And it makes a whole lot of people look a whole lot of stupid. Because immediately, they jump to the race issue. Create racial tensions. White cops, black suspect. Do you do this to everybody? This is how we're looking at it. Coming up, a conversation with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum in this hour. And you might not like what she has to say, because she's going to tell you that she thinks the real problem is the situation of, part of it, is the cops not doing what they should do when they apprehend some of these suspects, and that there is a problem. So it's always a good thing to open up that can of worms. Is there a problem with white cops and black suspects? Has there been? Of course. Because nothing is 100%. Do you look at all cops and assume this is how they think? I hope not. This is what the problem is. People are not using common sense. Name something, and I can tell you how they're not. Name something that is pertinent to our lives, and I can tell you how people aren't using common sense. That's the most depressing part of this whole thing. I mean, why all these riots and protesting and peaceful protests? I don't have a problem with that, but protests where it looks like the stormtroopers have been sent in to just push you back into oblivion is very depressing to me. Something has to be restored that can stick for a little while. Surely there is an answer to this. But you know what? Then if you start to have dialogue going, it all centers around Freddie Gray, because that was the catalyst. That's what exploded the city in all this violence. Then if it turns out that none of that is true, can you imagine how whacked out that is? So we literally set our places on fire. Oh, but forget about it, because it wasn't the cops' fault. Freddie had a destination in mind all along once he was in that van. Wow. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
After them, when they enter into a room, who will it be? Bernie Sanders declares, so he's the latest in the fishbowl, an independent from Vermont. He's been a senator for a very, very long time, and a lot of people have wanted Bernie Sanders to run for a very, very long time. He's in. So does this change the race in any way for, let's say, Hillary Clinton? Will it affect the numbers for Hillary Clinton? I say who knows, because an independent could take from both sides. And he kept hinting about wanting to be in, and I think enough people told him to do it. And he's got some backing. So how much backing does he have? If he has enough backing, I mean, that's the key thing. Does his views fit with a Democratic left type of person or not? I mean, Hillary Clinton is the dominant front runner, no doubt about it, no doubt. So if you wanted somebody completely different, Bernie Sanders is it. He's going to outline his presidential plans on Thursday. He's going to hold a press conference in Washington. And his campaign advisors say that while their candidate has announced his plans to run, he hasn't even held a rally, and he won't until May. That makes sense. That event is expected to be in, where would you think? Vermont. That's who he represents. Vermont. All right, let's go to Jack down under. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I am good. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, look, it is a day tinged with a little bit of sadness. being my last day as a contributor for your program.
Yes, very sad.
But look, I've been lucky, Kate, because I've had two fantastic mentors during my radio career.
Mm-hmm.
Started off with a guy by the name of Doug Mulray in Australia, who thought that my sense of humour was wicked enough for his breakfast show. He brought me on to start writing jokes and doing character voices. And then when I made the switch into doing more of the talk radio, so I was introduced to you by George Russell.
Right.
And for the last almost 5 years, you have been one of the greatest mentors that I have had in my radio career in making that tradition, that transition into the talk radio genre. And I do thank you for that with all of my heart, Kate.
Well, thank you, Jack. That is wonderful for you to say that. And you know that I will do everything to help you.
Oh, yeah. And you have immensely. And look, I look forward to working with you in the future, you know, hopefully really soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got a couple of things that I want to try and do. I'm looking at expanding my YouTube channel out and doing a weekly podcast there. But, you know, I'm going to miss it. I'm really going to miss the banter. We've agreed a lot. We've disagreed a lot. We've agreed to disagree.
Yes,
we've
true.
We've had fun at each other on and off air.
Yes.
Your poor husband must be looking forward to the respite, given the whole Army versus Navy banter that we've had over the last couple of especially this year.
Oh, yeah. He likes it, so no. That's funny.
It's been absolutely fantastic, Kate.
Well, Jack, we appreciate everything that you've done for America tonight, without a doubt, and I know in the future you will be doing other things for the show. So this is not goodbye. This is just a temporary break, I suppose, is the way to put that.
Yeah. Look, you know, I'm always available if you need a contributor for something. You've always had my number, and you know, hopefully the next time you know we get together and we start working together, we'll be on the same side of the pond.
Yeah, because of course the push is to get to the United States and. You've been trying to do that for a while, and we hope that works out well because we know it can be difficult, but when you're willing and you want to do it and you really, really have the desire, that's when the combination is powerful.
Yeah, exactly. I'll always think back to one of the first really big industry conventions I went to, and I heard Rush Limbaugh speak for the first time, and he said the people that make it in this industry or in any industry are those that have passion. And I never realized when I went from doing jokes about feminine hygiene products and really crass musical parodies into talk radio that I would have such a passion for it. That the really warped and strange combination of life experiences I've had through being in the military doing comedic radio, and you know, having my own battle with PTSD and you know the problems that other sharing and the problems that other veterans have, that it would have given me such a strong foundation and a strong passion for this format of radio. And you know, it's strange where other formats of radio are dying and are struggling. This spoken word genre of radio is growing from strength to strength, and maybe it's because you know there are people like you out there who are happy to take a lot, you know, to take under your wing, you know, this no-name obnoxious Aussie, and sort of kick him in the butt when he needs it, guide him in the right direction, and you know, slap him on the back of the head every now and then when he says the wrong thing. And you know, help develop that next generation of people because, you know, the Limbaughs, the Levins, and these other guys won't be around forever and somebody does need to step up. And I hope that you and I are there, you know, forging, or blazing new trails.
Oh yeah, that's the key word, blazing new trails. We'll leave the hint out there for everybody, but I like that, blazing new trails. Absolutely, I agree 100%. Jack, thanks for all of your contributions. You know that you and I will be in touch, and the audience will be hearing from Jack, I'm sure, not too long in the future. It won't be that long. And we'll say good day, mate, but we'll be saying hello again, I'm certain, in the future.
See you all around.
All right. Thanks, Jack. So, you know, it's interesting. Jack is right. It's funny. In thinking of years of going back and forth about different things with talk radio, since he mentioned talk radio, it really has changed the landscape. But the good news is he's right. The spoken word, you're listening to all of us now, has just grown because people crave that, hearing conversation, waking up, hearing banter going back and forth. So when you read about the demise of radio, I don't agree with that. There are other forms that it's taking, but not with talk radio. And radio itself, even I was talking to a group of kids today. I went and talked to some kids in their 20s about radio, that were really passionate about radio. And I asked them about what they listened to, and they listened to radio. And they said they liked to listen to radio in the background, and they didn't always want it to be downloadable things. But then if they wanted to download something, they downloaded spoken word, is what Jack is saying, because it's powerful. It's powerful to hear opinions. It's powerful to be able to get in there and call up and give your opinions. That's why I always say, 24/7, we are open, and it's calorie-free. Whatever your opinions are, you can always let them fly at americatonight.net, or you can call us at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, because this is your country, this is my country, it's about we the people. And sometimes we laugh and sometimes we get furious, but the beauty of being in the United States and the beauty of talk radio is the fact that you can listen to opinions and you can give opinions. And we're not state-run. We don't live in North Korea or China or Venezuela or many of the other places where there is a filter through which everything is strained when it comes to audio, an audio that is pumped out to the masses. On that note, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum on the psychology behind all this rioting, what's happened, where the blame goes or where it shouldn't go, that's next on America Tonight.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The nightmare that is in Baltimore and the curfew that apparently worked last night, and the fact that they're having a baseball game today, the Baltimore Orioles, first time in professional baseball that no spectators are allowed in because they're too afraid of what's going to happen. Imagine that, a baseball game being played right there in the middle of the city where so many people had tickets and were going to go and see it, but they can't let them in, so instead it's shut down to the public. Always a pleasure to have on this show Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. She is a research psychologist, psychoanalyst, and author of a terrific book, What Price Power? An In-Depth Study of the Professional Woman in a Relationship. Dr. Birnbaum, thanks as always for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So talk about for us the crowd behavior and how it seems to feed on itself and becomes like a fire, for lack of a better word, which is some of what we saw happen, where it just spreads into a frenzy.
That's so true. And, you know, we never know what to expect. The police officers were prepared to be calm and to not use any force and to be unbiased. So they had an attitude of support. But then again, when this happened, they were not prepared for it. So crowd mentality is when you have someone who instigates feelings in a leadership way that something that you support, but it does not necessarily have to be done in that way. So it's an emotionally induced experience.
So what do you teach police officers and so many others that are the front line and they're often in these situations?
You teach police officers, if the crowd is not being volatile, if they are not rioting, then of course the first way of defense is to keep everyone calm, to have contact leaders, which means a support system of people that they do know that speaks to them, that tells them what's going on, tells them what they have to do. That would be extremely helpful. And then there are ground rules for proper behavior, because if you know that you're supposed to be in a certain area, you're supposed to have a voice, and you will be listened to if you don't riot, then wouldn't that be a better way to go? So people need to have a heads up. They need to have a designated area. They need structure with their voices. And then maybe rioting wouldn't have to be the first force of a way to be heard.
Yeah, what do you attribute to what we're seeing lately in this country with that? I mean, certainly there have been riots in the past, and maybe it's just because of the access to media and social media and information gets out so quickly, but it sure seems like, I know there are different situations, like we're seeing this happen more, Dr. Birnbaum.
It definitely is a problem, and it's something that's more intrinsically oriented. We have to start with the police system and what they're doing wrong. How many more mistakes can they make? If someone is running away from you, yes, your instinct is to feel that they're hiding something. But to kill that person, that's going a little bit further than necessary.
Do you think we're going to see that? Like people like yourself or other psychologists, and they already do have that, but do you think there may be more programs like that that could help law enforcement? And because certainly there are plenty of good police officers. As I say, sometimes it's sad because they get lumped into the group because somebody does something. But I guess if there were more outreach programs, maybe that would help in how to respond.
That's true. But, you know, injustice for one is injustice for all. And these police officers need to be taught ethical behavior. And if they're not passing a test when they are asked questions, maybe they shouldn't be police officers. So you're right, it's not all of them. But look, one person, two persons, three people, four, it's too many. And it does have to be stopped. We're in an era that the segregation, we can no longer separate ourselves, no matter what race you are. When you see that these people are being targeted, you become just as pained by it as anybody else.
Right, so meaning that we have to figure out a way to change the culture, basically, to change it.
We need to figure out a way of apprehending criminals or people that are suspect without killing them. There are stun guns. There are methods to use that you don't have to shoot to kill, but you can shoot to stop. It doesn't seem all that complicated. But, you know, when the police officers have a buddy system and the court procedures are closed off and there's no transparency, well, what is going on? We really don't know. So we really need to have a heads up. We need to be able to have a people's court. They should be able to acknowledge their grievances so we can know what's going on and what changes need to be made from an inner perspective.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. When I start back with what's happening with the rioting, and also the looting the stores and causing the property damage too. I didn't mention that, but I don't understand why do crowds react that way? That anger comes up in that form when it's the city that they live in. Why would I destroy my own property?
Well, it used to be that police officers were extremely militant, and they would go ahead and target these people with all kinds of weapons. They would wear these sticks. They would club them. They would throw tear gas at them. So there is that mentality, that mindset of giving back, doing to you what you're going to do to me. And then we have to remember that these were youngsters. They just left high school, and that they were instigated. They were told this is the plan, this is what's going to happen. So they felt that they were justified, that they were not getting equal care as everyone else, and they had a right to be angry, but the way to justify what they needed to do was not in violence. We no longer live and a violent type of mentality. We live in a way that police officers are trying to modify their behavior so they can give everyone a chance. So I really commend them and the way they behaved, and they were not prepared for these kids who were rioting. But you know, they had rumors when they were in high school that there would be a purge, and this is what they would do. They were told to do this, and so they just followed suit.
Boy, told to do that. That's so scary, too, to think about that. And then how quickly that spreads as well. It could be the opposite way. Why do you think, or what do you think, some of the civic leaders there aren't doing or could do, or politically, any of the political leaders could do that could calm the violence?
Well, it's very disturbing that President Obama didn't come out until later to talk about this.
Yeah.
What on earth is he waiting for?
Yeah.
Where are the leaders? Why don't they give these young people something to work with rather than waiting for it to happen again and again and again? It just does not make sense. I don't care if we have a woman or a man, but we definitely need an assertive leader, someone who's going to take a stance. We don't have enough of that.
Yeah. Do you think that with that mayor, too, they have a female mayor who waited before she got in touch with the governor. He couldn't track her down. There was all kinds of miscommunication. And that part I don't understand. They you would think that's part of it. You have to be at the ready for things to happen when you run a big city anyway.
She definitely was not ready. She definitely did not say the right things to support the people out there. And so she also came after the fact. And it looked to me that after a while she had it. She just didn't want to be part of it. And I didn't see her in the media today at all. I didn't see her speak. So I think, well, a lot of these people have been up all night, for sure. And they are exhausted. So, you know, she was also, in a way, targeted. And she was told that she used the wrong words, that she told these kids that they were not, what was the word, just slipped my mind, the president used the same word as well, but she made them seem as if they were criminals with criminal behavior, and people were very upset with the comments that she made. So she is not really bringing in a certain cohesiveness into this neighborhood, that they will be leaders one day. And wouldn't it be good if they were leaders that would support the system rather than were leaders that needed to be angry and aggressive with the system?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And then, and as the rest of America watches, why do you think that it's like we're like rubberneckers? Is it also because we're worried about that happening in our own backyard?
Well, you know, on the white community, we don't have these kinds of difficulties. Matter of fact, I'm going to be interviewing people in my area that are white, and I'd like to hear their perspective of what's going on. But in our backyard, no. I think police officers should take courses on what it's like to be a black man and what it's like to have to be looked at in a suspicious manner. You know, these people in Baltimore, they have a lack of financial assets, jobs. They live in a place where it's very poor, and they really don't have the right kind of possibilities that other people have. So we need to really step up. They need more of an education. They need to feel that they can be leaders, they can be powerful, they can have a voice. And wouldn't that really make that difference?
Oh, absolutely. If you understood, you walk in somebody's shoes, what a difference that could make, no doubt about it. That'd be fascinating to see the results of that for sure. Dr. Freya Birnbaum, as always, thank you so much for your insights.
My pleasure. Thank you so much. My pleasure. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Yeah. Turn the bass up on this one. Check it. 10, 15, 116. Minds attacked and overseen. That's all that makes the ruins of the deck and dream. With their borders and boots, I top of us. Pulling eyes on the floor of the top of Metropolis. But how you gonna get what you need to get? The gut eaters, the twist, get a better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Across something pretty interesting here on America Tonight, a fun segment that proves we're all human. What unites us gender-wise, etc., all that doesn't matter because we're humans, we do dumb things. Time for little dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third one, I can't. Sorry. Oops.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Oh, that makes me chuckle. This one from Chip leads us off. Hey, Kate. You like coffee. I bet you can relate to this. Dog tired. Been up 2 days straight working on proposals. So I make my third cup of coffee in my favorite coffee maker. Nothing fancy, but it just, for some reason, tastes good. Somehow, it slipped out of my hands, smashed on the kitchen floor, and went into 1,000 pieces. This was about a week ago. We are still finding part of the 1,000 pieces of glass. Needless to say, my wife is not happy with me. I think your brain needs a break sometimes, and I guess I am pig-headed, and I have a hard time remembering that, and I think that's why that pot slipped out of my hands. So it was a dumb thing that I'm still paying for. Yeah, the I bet your mind... Well, one, you could have been, when you're saying you were dog tired and you were up straight for so long, so you were just exhausted. So sometimes you have a disconnect. I bet people out there can relate to this. A disconnect when you're hold something, you go to grab something, and your mind's clicking in a different direction, and then you drop it. It's weird. Then it sort of slips, I think, because your mind's like a gear, and it slips, and you've lost a gear because you're so whipped. And I do think, Chip, that that's what that was about. All right, here's one from Vera. I like that name, Vera. Vera says, oh, Kate, I have one to tell you for the ages, my friend. I was making an apple pie. I put it in the oven, got distracted, remembered I had to do a bunch of errands, came back 2 hours later. Needless to say, the pie wasn't in good shape, and the kitchen looked like it was about to catch on fire. It wasn't that it was fire, it was that there was smoke around. So in one way, it's good that I got back when I did. It certainly was way too late to save the pie. Oh, Vera. Anything to do with an oven and leaving things on is frightening to me. You know, it's funny, Chip says the thing about coffee. Whenever I have coffee, because I don't like, I know everybody likes the cups, the K-cups, the cups, you go and buy them for $2 million, and then you have your little cup of coffee. I like the old-fashioned pot of coffee, too. But I'm always paranoid about unplugging the plug for fear that I'll forget, because I did forget one time, and it was fine, but luckily I had come back to the house like Vera did. So the unplugging, you know, making sure something like a pot's unplugged or the oven, you use the oven and you forget, or the stove, yeah, that's never good. All right, how about this one? This one from David, who says, Kate, I haven't spoken to you in a long time, but I have a great dumb things I shouldn't have done. I think that a lot of people can probably relate to. And here was my dumb thing that I shouldn't have done. I overestimated the amount of people that were coming to my Super Bowl party, and I bought two giant pony kegs. Needless to say, we've been knee-deep in beer ever since then. Because I went overboard pretty much, not just in beer, but in food and everything else. I guess in my mind I was thinking, like my mother and how I was raised, you can never have enough food, enough drinks to go around, so I overdid it. I spent like a grand on my party and invited 150 people, and not even half showed up. So I still say it was a dumb thing because I didn't need to go and do that. I probably should have had everybody just bring their own. Yeah, you answered your own question. You know, the way we are now in society, and I don't know, this might be just the part of the country that you live in. It might be a gender thing, but I don't know that it's a gender thing. You know, when people say, well, you know, I'd love to go to a movie with you. I'd love to have lunch with you. I'd love to come over to your Super Bowl party. Oh, that sounds terrific, buddy. Yeah, absolutely. And then they don't show up because something better comes along, or they don't feel like going. It's really hard to get people to commit. That's why whenever I'm someplace where they have huge crowds, I think, wow, they got all these people to commit. Awesome! And you can't commit to a Super Bowl party of your buddies, and then he buys all this stuff for the party. I think they're the dummies. I think that's the dumb things. I think it's the buddies. That's what I think. Grim is listening to us, so let's plug him in. Hey, Grim.
Grim.
So tell us something dumb you've done.
I'm dumb. Well, huh.
Do you ever lock your keys in the car?
I've done that several times, but I'm pretty good at breaking into things, you know, mechanically inclined, so I know how to get in and out of stuff.
Ooh, that's good.
I've helped a lot of people. I carry here's a common thing I say when somebody breaks down. I carry enough tools to rebuild my truck. So, you know.
Ooh, that's smart.
Well, it's just the way I was brought up. Try to keep yourself independent, and it's steward to others. But I have locked myself out of the house and literally, like a cop, kicked in the door. And I reached in my pocket and found the keys.
That's a dumb thing, yeah.
I spend the rest of the day rebuilding the door.
No fun.
But. I'm kind of sad that we're losing our Aussie guy. At least he got to hear my dumb witness thing to the, as he called it, what was it, the pooper scooter?
Yeah, that's funny.
I've probably witnessed more things than I've actually done dumb things. The lady you had on about the riots, I don't know if you know this, but, you know, the Polizei, the German police, mm-hmm. they won't let young intern cops carry a weapon until they become seasoned.
I know.
And then when they do carry, it's automatics. you land anywhere in Europe, and the police over there, they're carrying, you know, machine guns.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, well, absolutely. But does it work, and does it dissuade somebody from doing something? Yeah,
well,
sometimes.
When you see that, you know, a militant state like that, it really does. It's a deterrent. But, you know, it may take 20 years before a policeman there will actually be assigned that. Because I got a dumb thing for you. My brother-in-law... His brother became a policeman, and I've told you about him before. And the first day he got his 38, police registered 38, he showed up at home and he started acting like John Wayne, whipping around. It went off.
No, that's not good.
He missed the big screen TV by. Like I said, I witnessed more dumb things.
Yeah, that's a dumb thing. Yeah, you got to be careful with the weapons like that, especially, woohoo, I'm a police officer, everybody's excited, but whoa, everybody better duck. Thanks, Grim. I was somewhere where somebody did that, and it was like a TV movie, everybody ducked right away, because it was an accidental, I'm excited, put the gun up, and they thought the weapon was going to actually fire. You have to be careful. If you have a dumb thing, you can always share it with us. AmericaTonight.net.
Receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.